The National Football League's free agent market opened at 1 minute after midnight Eastern time today. Usually this is interesting only to hardcore fans who track every roster move by their favorite teams, but things are different this year. For the first time since 1993, NFL teams are operating without a salary cap controlling how much they can spend on players. Here to tell us more about that is sports writer Stefan Fatsis, as he joins us most Fridays. Hey, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, the salary cap has been considered a success. It's forced teams from big markets and small ones to spend about the same amount of money on their players. Why is it gone?
Well, it's gone because the NFL in 2008 decided to opt out of the final year of its labor agreement with the players' union. Team owners didn't like the deal from the start a couple of years earlier. They felt it gave the players too much money, about 60% of the bulk of league revenues. Playing without a salary cap was inserted as a sort of poison pill to push both sides to the bargaining table. The owners, the thinking went, wouldn't want to risk wild spending sprees by teams, and the players wouldn't want to face some of the restrictions that were built into free agency into an uncapped year. So both sides were supposed to be afraid of an uncapped year. It has not turned out that way.
So why hasn't it turned out that way? Just help me understand that.
Well, because the owners have less to fear, it turns out, for a bunch of reasons. First, the players have done really well under the labor deal. Salary cap grew to around $127 million per team last season, so payrolls were already high. Then you have the weak economy, which has played into the owners' hands because it's cut into some team revenue, so there's less money to spend. Then you've got the possibility of a work stoppage in 2011 if the two sides can't reach a new deal. That's a disincentive for owners to spend more because there's going to be uncertainty of what the labor rules are going to be, the contract rules are going to be after that. Finally, you have these restrictions on free agency on the players, which means there are fewer desirable players on the open market than there would have been otherwise. So it's turned out that there's less chance of an all-out arms race to sign available players.
I can't imagine that the players' union would be happy about this. This all sounds like a potentially toxic situation. But then salary negotiations are always pretty tough. Is this possibly just some very early posturing?
Yeah, I mean, look, it is, of course, but the current collective bargaining deal doesn't expire for a year, so there is time. But signs are not good. The NFL Players Union has a new boss, Demaris Smith, who's taking a rhetorically and strategically tough stance against the league. Smith replaced the late Gene Upshaw, who was perceived as cooperative to the point of conciliatory in his relationship with the league officials. They had a labor peace during a time of unchecked growth, but now the league is talking about rolling back player salaries. Reports are that the union is focusing on a possible lockout by team owners next year more than on finding a negotiated settlement. So there's a different vibe now.
Stefan, part of this leaves me scratching my head. The NFL is universally considered to be the most successful pro sports league. How can its economics be a problem?
Yeah, you wonder. The NFL this past season had its highest TV ratings in 20 years. It had its biggest audience ever for any program on television for the Super Bowl last month. And it has its highest revenue ever, $8.8 billion a year. But the owners say that the details of the current labor deal, combined with heavy borrowing by teams to build new stadiums, has wiped out growth. The players, for their part, are dubious. They want the NFL to open its books.
So look down the road for me. What should we be looking for in the next few weeks and months?
Well, first, look for teams that are going to slash their payrolls to save money just because they can. There was a salary floor last year of $107 million. Some teams might spend as little as $50 or $60 million this year. A small few number of teams are likely to spend as much, if not more, than they have in the past, but there aren't as many prize-free agents as there would have been in a regular capped year. Still, it's not like guys are not going to get signed. It's been a busy start to free agency already. Here's one example. The Detroit Lions coach, Jim Schwartz, showed up at the front door of free agent defensive end Kyle Vandenbosch, who used to play for Tennessee, just after midnight. He didn't leave until Vandenbosch had agreed to a $26 million contract at 2:30 in the morning.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis joins us Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. Stefan is also the author of A Few Seconds of Panic, A Sports Writer Plays in the NFL.